Yes, so we're back. This is the Galaxy Media Podcast, or just Galaxy Podcast. It's me, Mr. T. I'm with the world famous Rocco Santana, and the Mr. Eclectic back here. We have Mr. Ya,
the enigmatic, the young assassin,
right?
It's and the young assassin, Mr. Y.
We're back again,
and Praka.
Right, we're back again. And let's see,
we're talking about our top anticipated movies, bitch, because...
That's for this year.
Yeah,
for this year,
2020, new decade shit.
We covered a couple of them last week, but we're just going to pick our top three.
Because y'all missed our voices, so we're going to do this shit again, so...
Was it last week or the week before?
It was the week before?
Yeah, it was the week before.
Okay, we're slacking.
We didn't hit the record button last week, but we were here.
Right, let's see, we got... So, I don't know which one of y'all want to go first.
Why say he want to go first?
Oh, he did say he want to go first.
I'm going to go first only because I just looked at the list.
Okay. I bet. So, go jump to it, my friend.
I'm not racist, guys. But, I like diversity.
Jordan Lucas? Y'all Jordan Lucas? I'm not racist. Yeah, he had to let that shit pump in. Like, I'm not racist.
I got to say that first. People don't know me yet. But
I promise you don't look like Jordan Lucas, bro. He's Mr. Y, though.
I like the Snow Bunny, shot me. But I'm going to Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
Only because that's a movie we all have to see. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, that's a long time coming for
you
that.
Know? Yeah,
I don't know if we needed a sequel to it, but
I don't see it. Now, I'll say this. Bad Boys 3 gave me faith that this could be good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I saw,
I really like that movie.
Bro, I do too.
I did too.
I really like that shit.
I can't believe that they got away with that shit. Shit was that good.
They killed Will Smith and then he basically died and came back.
Oh yeah, spoiler. Man, fuck spoiler. You know how long it's been? Y'all should have been saw that
shit. Yeah,
get the fuck out of here. Nah, if you didn't see it, that's your problem. He's alive anyway, so y'all good.
Right. So, they should have died a lot of times.
Especially
at the end. But, but I'm choosing Coming to America. Tenet, definitely, because I am a fan of John Davis' work.
And because Ludwig, I told y'all bitches.
Ludwig is scoring?
I told y'all bitches. I told y'all. Huh?
So it's going to sound beautiful. You already know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw the IMAX preview. I'm like, God, this shit going to make me cry.
I forgot.
I'm going to cry because it's going to be so good.
No, IMAX, right?
Bro, that shit going to make me tear up. I'm like, this is amazing, bro. What the fuck?
Nah, it's definitely lit. But last one I'm gonna pick is, I forget the name of it. But the Affleck and Damon movie. Only because I know these guys. They don't miss. I don't feel like they miss.
What was the title of the Affleck movie? Which one are we talking about?
Talking about the one we just talked about. The one that says it's going to be an Oscar.
The one that they
it's going to be an Oscar.
I think they're producing it or they're writing it.
Oh, where is it? We'll find it again.
Yeah,
we'll find bear it. With us. I'm looking it up. Because I don't remember. But we did have a whole thing.
Bro, we was just looking at this shit.
Right?
Yo, someone just told... Nah, this is random. Someone just told me about that.
Not the Affleck basketball coach movie.
No. Not the basketball movie.
Ashtray, bitch.
Not the basketball movie. We're talking about that one that they were both producing, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't care about high grossing. Just show me the movies. The fuck...
Yeah, see, the internet doesn't like us today.
Damn.
It's making you really look.
Goddamn bandwidth.
Okay. No, just, can I see all
the last ones? Duel?
The Last Duel.
The Last Duel. There we go. Thank you. That's good. The Last Duel.
The film based on Eric Jaeger's? Jaeger's The Last Duel?
Adam Driver.
Yeah, The Last Duel, the true story of crime, scandal, and trial by combat in medieval France. Jesus Christ.
Let's take a
Which tells the tale of,
yo, I like
of
the last like legally sanctioned duel. We read the title. We didn't even read the plot. We was like,
shit.
Not at all.
Yeah, we just saw that they were doing a movie, and we just said, yeah, that's probably the one. That's Oscar bait right there.
We'll see. I'm going to keep my piece on
nah,
that.
Nah, bro.
But... Hold on, listen to this, y'all. It says... Yeah, the last legally sanctioned duel in France. The real-life revenge drama follows a man who goes to war and returns to learn his friend has raped his wife, played by Jodie Comer. When no one will leave the woman, the soldier appeals to the king of France to fight a duel to the death. The film also stars Adam Driver.
All I'm saying is...
Jesus.
Bro, speaking
the
French.
The Academy, they hear
Adam... Oui, I'm on board.
There's that woman...
Merci beaucoup, I'm on board.
You know there's that woman in the Academy, you tell them the words Adam Driver, you're like, oh! It's like, yeah,
Not many. That's
a weird looking dude. I don't know Adam how he gets like, that off.
I don't know how you cast him.
Bro.
For a main
like you was the weird old boy from Girls.
He was like, so anyway, Adam Driver. Whoa, not many that shit.
Like I took my son to the doctor. And my son had a Star Wars shirt on. The lady was like, did you see the new Star Wars movie? She's like, yeah. The little nurse practitioner. She's like, yeah. I said, yeah. He said, who's your favorite person? And my son was like, he just ready. Kylo Ren. She's like, yeah. And this is some white chick. She's like, yeah, he's so cute. I'm like,
He would say some shit like that.
I ain't knocking. No, he's a good actor. I think he's great, actually. He's a good, he's the best part of that whole Star Wars trilogy. He's the only one with an arc or, you know, something compelling. I don't know. We're not going into that. I already read the plot. Yeah, that does sound interesting. Like,
no, it does.
What year was this? Did it say medieval time or something?
The last duel in France. I'm assuming.
I just hope it don't end up like no Red Sparrow shit.
Probably the end of an era.
Was that bad?
Yeah, that bro. I forgot to tell you that shit because it was on HBO. I was bored once, so I was like, all right, fuck it, let me watch this movie.
That movie comes on Christmas Day too, y'all.
That shit was depressing. Christmas Day. And I mean, literally, that movie was depressing. I was like, what the hell?
Like, yeah, I mean, that story is compelling. I don't know. They always come with their A game. If you got Adam Driver in your movie.
Yeah, not.
Like, are they both directing? Is Matt Damon going to be the one with the raped wife? Is Adam Driver the one that raped the wife? I'd like to know.
I don't know, but all I'm saying is Oscar.
Yeah, it's probably Oscar bait. Yeah. I'm not even going to, even though I've seen a couple Tom Hanks feature films is coming out again, so.
Guys, I'm a little puzzled here.
What's good?
2020.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne Johnson's not in anything?
Oh, no. Oh, he is. He got the movie with Emily Blunt coming to Disney.
Oh, the Jungle Cruise. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And that's it for this year.
He probably got more. It's just not him.
Well, you know, they're probably going to shoot Black Adam.
Oh, yeah, he is shooting. He's in production with that. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. WWE might have paid him all the money in the world, took their XFL money and gave it to him and to come back to WWE to wrestle his cousins. Roman Reigns or something stupid like that.
They are cousins or some shit, right?
Yeah.
And he's probably related to the Usos or something.
Yeah, they're all cousins. All of them.
That's so wild, bro.
All of them. Did you see the thing I sent y'all the other day with his daughter's about to wrestle?
Yeah, I see.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's got her. Yeah.
It literally has to be a one of them in every generation, apparently, because we just can't escape them.
No.
It blew my mind when I found out that Yokozuna was, like, their cousin.
What the
fuck? I literally thought he was, like some Japanese sumo wrestler. Dude. No. He's Samoan. He's just a big. I don't want to call. Is it wrong for me to call Samoan fat?
Rest easy to Dwayne's father, though.
I mean, that's
rest in peace to you know what I mean. To his dad,
to the OG
Rocky Johnson.
Yeah,
man, I remember watching that Instagram video, bro. When that man was talking, that shit got me sad, bro. I was like, damn. Yeah.
When he was outside and shit.
Yeah, I was sad as fuck watching that.
That's a strong man. I'll say that.
I tell you, bro.
Right.
The way he's taking it is like it's on the chin, like.
Yeah.
But
definitely. What was your other choice?
Me?
Yeah. Coming to America.
He said coming to America.
That's gotta be crazy. I think it's too many people.
Is there a plot?
Does it matter?
It doesn't, but I'm just curious.
What the fuck
is you about to do here?
All I know is
What were they about to do in Bad Boys 3? It didn't matter.
do we get demonetized if we use language?
No, I already clicked it for explicit. So you guys know it is explicit content. If you should know by now.
Yeah.
Chris
yeah,
said bitch now. Like five times already.
I'm a Safdie Brothers film, okay? I'm a curse a lot.
I hate to plug some other shit, but I've been spending a lot of time watching All the Smoke.
All the Smoke?
And yeah, they're getting like some real good interviews with a lot of like some real shit. Yeah. Like KG just did his.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that shit was tough. Yeah. But continue.
I mean, it doesn't. I don't think Coming to America needs a plot. I think we just to see Eddie Murphy playing Prince Akeem. Arsenio Hall's back, right?
I'm not sure.
It wouldn't be right if he's on it.
Yeah, you cannot have Coming to America without Semi.
The fuck is he doing anyway? So
right. What is Arsenio Hall doing? I need him.
Yeah.
You need him there. I mean. Hell, if we could have Samuel Jackson show up as the dude that robbed McDowell's again, look, that'd be great.
That would be amazing. know what I'm saying?
All I know is...
Shit, John Amos is still alive. Fuck, he was just in Uncut Gems.
All I know is, here's the track record. Shaft, 2019, fuck that. Gosh. Bad Boys 3, yes that. Coming to America 2, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, we'll see where it falls. Either fuck that, or yes that.
I don't think they would butcher it or
yeah.
But then again, I should have knew better with Shaft because like the writer, it told me what I need to know.
There's no way a whole team of people are gonna allow the legacy.
All I'm saying is, if I don't know the boy, like I don't know the dude. He's probably a good dude, but if Kenya Harris, if you see him writing your shit, run,
right.
just run.
Who is right.
it? Like no, just Kenya like run. Harris? Yeah, he had work in Little. And this shit, and he's the creator.
The Tiffany Haddish movie?
He's the guy that believes that your family, you know, like, he represents, like, black people, but they're all mixed. And, like, he talked about it somewhere.
So he chooses different skin toned.
Yeah, yeah, he talked about that, and, like, and he was addressing us somewhere, like, no, I'm about the people and this shit and blah, blah. And it's like, well, you're writing and movies suck, though. So, that's all I know.
That's the bottom line.
You know,
I dig it.
My man... I can't get over it. I swear it was a Terminator reference in that one scene. That made no fucking sense at all. It didn't need to happen, and it did in real time.
I don't know how you guys keep these movies moments in your Rolodex.
Bro,
because you sit there and you're watching.
Bro,
this
these motherfuckers walked in red blazers, like walk across the street like they were in some slow motion or some shit. Bitch, let the man drive. Okay? Y'all holding up traffic to do this moment for what? Like y'all look dumb as fuck. Like
that was
move.
In a movie.
That was the end of the movie. And then that weak-ass Quavo song, I was like, fuck.
What movie was that again?
Shaft, 2019.
Oh, Shaft.
I kind of wanted to see it.
It's on HBO right now.
Is it?
It is on HBO.
Oh, damn.
It's on there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will watch this for... Just for shits and giggles.
I'm sorry. I just
like you know what I'm saying. I didn't have a problem.
Not
with
to
shit.
Sound angry. I just
because you know what I mean. At the end of the day, when you think about that Shaft from back in the day, I mean, you had Busta Rhymes. You had. Jeffrey Wright,
My thing is,
you had Batman, Christian Bale playing this yuppie snob with the crazy New York accent
bro,
and everything.
The
that's
dialogue
crazy.
A bit too. My boy Singleton, rest in peace, like directed the shit out that film, bro. Imagine you get that shit and then you get this shit.
Yeah.
You get this shit. That's what made me mad. You're gonna tell me you give me this shit? You brought this shit back? For this.
I
was like, man, fuck this.
Was it last year or 2018?
And bro.
That was 2019.
Bro,
that was last year that Shaft came out.
Dad, my boy Cam from Survivor's Remorse in this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like Jesse.
I was like, how you going to waste my boy like this? I like Jesse Usher. I do. But his agent don't like him. what is with Independence Day in this shit?
Nah, he killed it in The Boys, though. He was dope in that.
No, he was good in The Boys and Almost Christmas.
Yeah,
he's good. I like him. It's his agent that it don't like him. They need to do better.
You want him to star.
Do better. Mm-hmm. That kid's good. Do better for him.
What was your other? You had Tenet.
Yeah.
I think we all three of us are picking Tenet.
Yep.
So we'll save that for last,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll go. Should I go?
Yeah, bro.
Okay. My three picks for the my most anticipated movies.
The three movies that are going to make them cry.
Well, we just said Tenet. That's one. My number one overall, the one movie I'm looking forward to.
Top?
It's not Top Gun.
No.
But that is on the list. That's the other movie, Top Gun. But the movie I'm looking forward to the most is Dune.
It's that movie
with how did everybody get in this movie at the same time? Like, what was the casting call? Like,
bro, what the contracts look like?
Hold on. I think I'm going to read off some of this shit to y'all because you guys have to hear this.
My thing is, what that contract looking like?
Yeah, you all can't be getting paid. Somebody,
like
your dialogue has to be limited.
They had to pull a Kevin Durant going to state, you got to take the portion. Somebody got to get this shit.
Not to mention, we have Denis Villeneuve. How do you say it? Villeneuve? Arrival. You had the guy from Arrival. I don't like saying his name.
You got Mr. Enemy. Mr. Prisoners, Mr. Sicario,
it's crazy.
Mr. Blade Runner 2049.
It's crazy. You can't look. First of all, you want to talk about who has an agent? Timothy Chalamet has the greatest agent working right now. I have no idea how this kid is in everything.
He's in everything.
He
though.
Is literally in every movie.
Yeah, bro.
He's on Netflix. He's probably on Amazon Prime. He's on every third movie.
He's the Justin Bieber of your screen.
Like, I don't get this. But you got Rebecca Ferguson, Jason Momoa, Zendaya.
Rebecca's fine ass.
Josh Brolin, Oscar Isaac, Javier Bardem, who was just the creepiest human being on earth.
That hair look in No Country, I still can't get over that.
You got a Skarsgård in here? Like, come on. Who are you? I've seen you in something. Who are you? Sharon? Oh, yeah, you're nothing. You're nobody. You're in Rogue One, but I've seen you before. But literally, you've got, like, how did all these people get in the same movie? If you've never seen the original Dune from back in the day, like, it's like one of the most... I feel like I could do a whole podcast just on Dune. Like, no, I'm talking about it could be an exclusive Dune podcast where every week I could talk about Dune. That's how crazy it is. I'm a whole Star Wars fan to for life, but that's like the most nerdiest thing. Like, that movie has so many concepts that, like, you can just break down as individual shit. The books are crazy. Like, it's just visually, I've never seen anything like Dune. And I can only imagine with the master cinematography, you know what I'm saying, is going to make this movie look like in 2020.
Hey, you know that movie going to be long as shit, too.
It's got to be long as shit.
It's going to be long as shit.
They said that they're done. They said it's done. The principal photography, it's all done. I'm really pissed off I haven't seen a trailer for it yet. But I know it's going to be dope.
All I know is that joint probably going to come out around Tenet.
Yeah, when is this coming out? Let's look that up right now. December? I think it is December 18th. It's December 18th. Yeah, so it's December 18th. It's right before. So it's in that same time.
Because I forgot. Is it Warner Brothers or 20th Century that's putting this shit?
That's a good question.
It's one of them. I know for sure.
Yeah, this movie has to be the nerdiest thing. It has to be the most geeky sci-fi thing of all time. It has to be. There's nothing better than Dune. If you ever seen the original with Kyle MacLachlan, yo, Patrick Stewart's in that shit, and he still looks old. And that movie came out in 1983. He still looks the same little George Jefferson shit.
What's up, old man?
Like, I've never seen a picture of Patrick Stewart with hair.
What's up, old man?
Wait, was that? Hold on, who's that guy? That better not be Tormund.
Yeah, I was looking at it too.
Is that Tormund?
It definitely is.
Yo, what the fuck?
Let me find it. If it's not that dude, it's another dude. Let me.
Is it?
No. I was about to say. That dude's in Dracula, though. Yeah. But literally, I'm so anticipated this movie. I like when I heard you're bringing back, because they tried to make it a TV show back in the day, and I didn't really care for the TV show when they tried to bring it. Like, it was a sci-fi thing. And I have my. No, that's a whole other thing there. Sci-fi channel, y'all either they make great shows and they kill them after two seasons for some odd reason. If it's not Sharktopus fighting Mega Mosquito, they don't care. I don't know what it is.
It's like, fuck that. We want an alternate universe.
Seriously, like, Battlestar Galactica was their baby. They actually let that run for four seasons. They got rid of The Expanse, which is the... I don't care what anybody say. I'll do my own podcast on The Expanse eventually, one of these days. Because that is the most scientifically accurate sci-fi show I've ever watched in my entire life. I'm telling anybody, if you haven't watched The Expanse, watch it. Mike, let that first episode, let it
drop. Dropping gems on your house.
You need to go watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have their own language. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole different language that they don't even use subtitles for. But if you watch the show, you'll eventually learn the language. It's so wild. You know what I'm saying?
It's rated so high.
It is rated that. It's that good. It's so dope that George R. R. Martin called up, like, Jeff Bezos and said, you need to get this show. Like, this is George R. R. Martin. You know what I mean? Game of Thrones called up Jeff Bezos, like, you need to pick up The Expanse. They were flying ships. They were flying planes over, over the Amazon headquarters. For you know what I'm saying?
For promotion.
Like, save the expanse. You know what I mean? That's how crazy it is.
Did you show me this?
I probably should have, but I didn't. But, you know, like I said, Dune, gotta go check that shit out. You know, we need that. My third pick, though, like you said before, Top Gun Maverick. I've been looking forward to this for at least 30 years. I love this movie. It was a movie my older brother showed me, and I watched with my older brother. My older brother, we used to listen to the soundtrack to this back in the 80s. I'm old if y'all didn't know. And I love this movie. I thought it was the movie that made me understand who Tom Cruise was. It was such a dope movie. When my son was younger, he's 9, but when he was like 6, I showed it to him. And now forever, Tom Cruise is Maverick to him. Whenever he sees him, Edge of Tomorrow, Maverick. You know what I'm saying?
Fun fact, when we went to Boobie's wedding, I was watching the shit in the hotel room because like Hodge and Autumn, they was chilling. And I was watching this shit. I was like, Tom Gunn. Yeah. That was the last time I watched it.
Top Gun is so ill. Yeah. So ill. That's Tony Scott, I believe?
Yeah.
It was Ridley Scott's brother.
Yeah, it was Tony Scott.
He was really putting these people up in planes.
Yeah.
Bro. And this was like 86 or some shit. So that's crazy. I can only imagine what it looks like now.
You know, Tom Cruise crazy ass.
We're all wrong. Lord Xanadu, whatever the hell, Scientology, we should have been listening. That dude has succeeded in everything he's wanted to do with Scientology. I'm not talking shit at all about that shit. But look, everybody said he's like the nicest person in the world. It's just the Scientology thing is wild and shit. But that movie looks so crazy. You got Miles Teller playing Goose's son.
Yeah.
Who else did we see?
They got my boy Lawrence, Lawrence Hive.
Okay.
For those that watch Insecure, so.
Yeah, you got him in there. Yeah, somebody else is in this movie. I feel like it's Jennifer Connelly or somebody.
I can't say for sure. I'm not sure, but.
Jennifer
like,
Connelly's the hottest older white lady
I've last ever time seen. I seen her was Alita, and she was fine and shit in that,
yep.
too.
Yep. Like, damn, yes, you still look good.
Yes, she is.
Even when you were playing a dope fiend in Requiem for a Dream, you still look good.
Bro.
Like, it didn't matter. And shit. First time I ever saw Jennifer Connelly wasn't The Rocketeer. It was in Once Upon a Time in New York. The old Sergio Leone spaghetti kind of Western, John. Yeah, it's the first time she was a little girl in that, John. That's the first time I ever seen her. But, like, that's just got to be crazy. I don't even know what's going on in that movie. Other than...
I don't know much about
it. I've seen Ed Harris in that movie, too. Ed Harris is in it. You know it's got to be good. Top Gun is going to be fire.
That's
going to
be another IMAX one, bro.
Yeah, I think I might have splurge on that one.
Fuck yeah. That's going to be an IMAX one, bro.
I might have to splurge just to see it. Or at least, like, the RPX or something. It's got to be loud. It's got to be...
Yeah.
These butt-kicker seats or something.
That shit got to kick your ass, bro.
Like, I'll spend the extra money for that one. Because it's got to be a dope-ass movie. It's got to be. That's Guy 3. And then, like I said, we all picked Tenet, even though we all don't know what it's about, but it's okay. That's what makes it even more intriguing. Like, you already had me sold when you said Christopher Nolan and John David Washington, so I would have seen that. But that's my 3 picks. Like I said, you gotta see Dune, man. You gotta see Dune. You gotta see, you gotta go see... Top Gun, man. That's too crazy. It's too crazy. You know what I'm saying? Chris, Mr. Rocco Santana.
So basically, just like as y'all been listening to the gentleman here. So, top 3, Tenet. What more do I got to tell y'all? My boy...
Let's save Tenet for last so we can actually get into it.
Yeah. We'll go save it for Tenet. So, as far as like the top 3, because we'll get into Tenet, because y'all already know that's going to be in there. We're going to start off with... Originally, it's funny enough, because I actually switched Tenet in the last minute. But instead of... Because I was going to mention A Quiet Place Part 2, and I'm still looking forward to that. But I'm actually going to say Candyman, because this is under Jordan Peele's production. Yeah. He's co-writing this. They got my boy, my boy in here. That boy, Yaya. He's been in everything in here.
Not you, Yaya. Striking Vipers?
I'm trying to think.
Black Manta.
They also got my girl in here from Survivor's Remorse. Tiana Paris. Shout out to her. She was just in the photograph, so love her life. She is so gorgeous.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Was it good?
I liked the photograph. Okay. I thought the photograph was good. I was I can't go into why I like it so much because it's spoiler territory. But
yeah, that's too new. It's only been out for like a couple of days. So,
yeah. But yeah, definitely looking forward to that. And also, speaking of the top three, In the Heights. Because Anthony Ramos, I'm telling y'all right now.
Yeah.
If y'all been sleeping on that dude, that Monsters and Men. She's got to have it as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're related to like Lin-Manuel material, that's this guy right there. I'm telling y'all, this dude, after this movie, he gonna splash. If he hasn't splashed on your radar by now, when this movie dropped, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear all y'all come back to me like, oh, Anthony Ramos. I'll be like, bitch, yeah. I told you. But not even just that either. Just like the cast is so fucking legit for this film, bro. Like, bro, they freaking got Stephanie Beatrice in this shit. They got Melissa Barrera from one of my favorite shows, Vita. If y'all ain't check out Vita, love mm-hmm. Vita. Best show on Stars. For sure. Corey Hawkins is in this shit. And then obviously John.
The trailer looks good. Then, I mean, I'm surprised when I see it and I'm like, huh.
And then John Chu's directing. I like Crazy Rich Asians.
Like, it's like, cool. And I see Corey Hawkins sitting there like, is he about to sing?
Yeah, bro.
Is he about to rap? What is he about to do?
Nah, bro. He's singing.
Okay.
Like, just the craftsman, just all the setup in here and everything. I guess for me, because me and musicals, we have this thing where I don't know what it is. I'm not a big musical dude.
But let me ask this. Are you anticipating the West Side Story by Steven Spielberg then? That's also coming out this year.
Oh, yeah, that is.
I'm saying, is it Ansel Elgort as Tony?
Y'all know how I feel about it.
But is that my man?
Yes.
Is that Baby Driver? Yep. Is Baby Driver yep. playing Tony?
Y'all know I don't give a
fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. Shit.
Y'all know how I feel about that dude.
It was the Officer Crumpy? Some shit.
It's
fucking.
But and also, you know, since we're speaking, you know, representation in a sense, even though I care more about if the movie's good, yeah. But yeah. This is a cast of a lot of representation.
Yeah,
here.
It is very diverse. Very diverse.
Very rare. So for me, it's like I'm rooting for this. But
well, I'm assuming it takes place in New York.
I think so.
In the Heights, I mean.
Yeah. I know there were some. Apparently, some people were like there wasn't enough representation. In the
it looks like the most diverse. It just looks like there's not one. What? No, I don't want to say it like that. There's not one vanilla bleach looking person in this trailer.
That I see. Especially when I saw that shit in the movie, in the theater.
Yeah.
I saw that, bro, the trailer's even better in theaters, bro. I was like, God damn. I ain't gonna lie, I got a little emotional. I was like, this shit kind of great. But, yeah, so hopefully that's great. But, Tenet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all, listen. I'm gonna say it once, I'm gonna say it again. Bro, Christopher Nolan, John David Washington, Robert fucking Pattinson. Bro, I ain't gonna tell y'all again, dog. Good time.
Yeah, and like I told you.
High life.
I just
saw. The Lighthouse.
Yeah, I had just seen, because I had just seen Uncut Gems. And it, because of the two directors, I forget their names. Do you remember?
Yeah, Zaffday Brothers, bro.
Zaffday Brothers? Okay. So I saw that and I said, I was so compelled because I keep hearing, I've always heard about Good Time. Like, everybody said, this is Robert Pattinson's best role. And let me tell you, that shit blew my mind. I didn't know Robert Pattinson could act. So if you get a chance to see Good Time. With Robert Pattinson, watch it. It's crazy. Super crazy. And he's fuck a Twilight. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a Twilight. You need to see that movie. It's crazy.
Yeah, don't let bro, if Christian and Robert shown anything, especially if you ever watched Personal Shopper, she's amazing in that. Twilight's just ass.
That was good.
Bro, Twilight's ass. They are good actors.
Yeah.
That movie's just ass.
Yeah.
So don't worry about Twilight. But my point is, Ludwig is doing the fucking score, bro. I've been talking about Ludwig ever since the old Gambino days, bro. I am so happy this man is bagging everything. He just did The Mandalorian, bro. That man is eating. He's eating. And he's bro, after this movie, it's over. It's fucking over. Like, y'all sold me when y'all, I didn't even need a trailer. And then I saw the trailer. I was like, Jesus
Christ. It was like, this is how it was for me. I heard Christopher Nolan is coming out with a new movie. Cool. And then it was like, John David Washington has signed in to be in Christopher Nolan's new movie. It was like, oh, snap. That's dope. And then it went, Robert Pattinson now is joining John David Washington in the Christopher Nolan. You're like, huh? Okay, what is this movie about? And then you see the trailer. And I don't care what anybody says, no one knows what this movie's about. All we know is the one thing that Christopher Nolan is famous for it has to do with time and in some way.
And I'm going to tell y'all this right now.
You know what I'm saying?
I saw the IMAX preview, but before Birds of Prey started, I'm going to tell you right now, I still don't know what the fuck this thing is about. We walked in, and like, I'm watching this shit happening, and I'm sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? like, mind you, I'm losing my shit because the score is incredible, man. And like, John David is bagging every moment. But I'm like, what just happened? I have no idea what's happening.
Right.
Like, this shit is on some, like, time travel sort of type shit.
I don't know what's going on,
it's
right?
It's happening in real time, but then it's not.
Yeah, the scenes with the Saab flipping over it and like, fixing itself, bro, and then landing. And then at the very end shot, when he's like, and Robert Pattinson is like, what happened here? And John David looks at him like, it hasn't happened yet.
It's like
he's walking to the door, and then you see like this dude with the SWAT shit just reversing back into the scene and gripping John David. Watch. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What is that about?
The only clue is like the mention in the trailer with him saying that welcome to the afterlife. A lot of people don't survive like you did. That's the only shit that I know. So like,
yeah,
I
that's the dude from Hydra.
I know it's
you peeped that. What's the dude from Ant-Man of the Hydra dude or some shit like that?
Yeah, it's gonna be like Inception. It's gonna be some deeper shit because Inception was like way deeper than like the whole.
But it's all you know. It's time because you look, we can go back. Look, the first movie I ever saw by him was Memento. You know what I'm saying? And that's the freakiest movie ever. That was one of the first movies that I saw back in the day. When DVDs first started coming out, when you were doing, and that was one of my first purchases was Memento.
Shout out to you.
Ever get the DVD, it's really cool. If you ever get, because it has a lot of bonus shit. And
like, I know, I'm surprised they don't have the Blu-ray finish.
It's really cool. If you like, I recommend that movie to anybody. It's so. You have to watch it at least. You'll want to watch it like two or three times and show everybody if you haven't seen Memento. Because it'll freak you out the first time you see it. And then the second time you see it, you'll be like, I have to watch it again. And you'll pick up more nuances. What was the other one after that? We had Inception. We had
And of course,
I'm not even going to talk about it. We can talk about Interstellar with the whole.
The slept on film is always going to be The Prestige.
Oh God, that Prestige fucking is so great.
That ending, dog,
is so great. You know what I actually enjoyed, but I don't care what anybody say. I think 1917 is better than Dunkirk. But Dunkirk was great. It's the only time I've ever seen a war movie with no blood.
But you know what's crazy? A lot of people I know don't give a fuck about Dunkirk. I give a fuck about
Dunkirk. That shit was phenomenal.
Yaya was there when I saw Dunkirk.
That shit was phenomenal.
That was the first time we met that night when I told you.
Yeah,
about
I think
it
was there. I think we did meet.
That was the first time we met.
Dunkirk, we was like, yeah, that movie was bananas.
I was like, bitch.
Just cinematography.
I wrote the review at 2 a.m, dog. I was like, I woke up 7 a.m. just to record that shit.
Yeah, because that movie was crazy. I'd never seen a war movie that just felt the different perspectives. Like it was so great to see like him shoot a scene with like one of the scenes with Tom Hardy flying the plane, and then you jump into another scene with the other actors. What's the kid from? The young kid.
I always think it's funny.
Harry Styles or whatever.
I always think it's funny as shit because Christopher Nolan even said, he's like, I don't know who the fuck this kid was.
Yeah.
He just auditioned. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I'll never forget too. I went to go see that movie, right? And as I'm walking to the movie theater, and I'm in the, you know, I'm in the lobby getting some popcorn or whatever, and I'm walking in the theater, there's all these little girls in the movie theater. And I'm thinking, so what came out that all these girls are coming to see?
And
they're in front of me, and I'm walking to see Dunkirk. And Lorden, don't you know they all walked into Dunkirk and they all sat in like the first row and shit? It was a whole line of like freshman girls.
They probably thought he was gonna take his shirt off or some shit. Nope.
But it was like the fact that you would see a scene and then it would fade to black, come back in with a whole different set of characters, and then you'll see the scene happening that you from a prior scene, like Tom Hardy scene, happening in the background. And I just thought that was crazy.
That movie was too
crazy. Just the little click, click,
too visually
click, 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 click. The little tick, 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 tick of that clock through the whole way. It just heightened that because you're waiting for it to happen.
That score, bro.
And the score is crazy.
The score, bro.
Acting was great. I don't like the kid that plays Scarecrow a lot. I just don't like him. But I liked him in this movie. And so, what the fuck is his name?
His face, too.
Yeah, his face.
It's something about his face.
I didn't like him since that movie. Was he in the movie with Jennifer Lopez? What was it? Was it Red Eye? Red Eye or some shit? What was it?
I don't know if it was that movie, but he wasn't. He was in a movie with her. I just don't remember.
I never liked that kid. It's like Cillian Murphy. It's something like that. I don't like him, but yo, I liked him in this movie, bro, even though he was being a bitch with Mark Rylance telling him, oh, we're going back to Dunkirk.
Random thought, but speaking of J-Lo, dog, Enough is such a guilty pleasure, bro.
Is it?
As a kid, I watched that shit. It was like, what the fuck?
I always think about her getting ready to fight. Yeah, putting that, on the ring.
Bro, I was
taking up the ring.
I like how the weather sensed that these two was about to collide. And that weather just kicked up out of nowhere. It was like, oh shit, y'all about to fight. By the way, the weather, let's just change real quick. The lights in the house just out of nowhere.
That shit was so crazy. Dog,
that shit was lit as fuck, bro.
She went straight home alone on this one.
Yo.
She had a whole plan.
She was bodying my man's dog. Oh my god.
Like I said, she was sitting there putting rings, taping the rings on her hands. She was ready. I was like, yo, Jennifer Lopez, you're a nut. She grabbed like 4 Super Bowl rings and put her taped shits up.
That movie.
Like, you know, it wasn't no dating chick rings. These was like I sell crack rings and
I'll
shit.
Never forget that car sequence, dog. Oh. I was like, yo, what?
I'm just gonna leave a print.
Dog, she was ready to kill this dude. That shit was crazy.
Crazy.
It was shit.
Like, y'all think J-Lo could dance? Nah, she could kick ass too, huh?
Oh my goodness. Yo, that movie's... Yo, I
But
have,
if that movie...
Even the font for the title, when it comes up, it how it's reversed and flipped, is hot, with the N being kind of weird and shit. That's interesting to me, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's why J-Lo gotta learn, bro. After this and The Boy Next Door, in these movies, stop fucking white dudes. Listen. Yeah. Like... The only exception was El Caliente. I think that was the title with her and Mark Anthony when they was married at the time. But that movie was ass. So, you know. But other than that, you know, yeah.
Boy Next Door, that was a Blumhouse thing. God. So it doesn't even
matter. I will forever be sad that I made Y drop me to see that shit. Because what the fuck, bro? Huh? That shit was depressing, man. Y'all picked me up. It was like late past 6, about to be 7. The look on my face, I was like, what the fuck did I do this? I was like, why did I do this? This did not have to happen.
I understand.
The sex scene alone ain't even worth it. It's like, that? You could just search that shit up months after. Like, you gotta sit the whole movie for that shit. No.
Mm-hmm. Fucking,
It's like watching a dude get pussy for the first time, and he's like, no, I can't let this go. No, I don't want nobody else. No. He's like, what? He's like, you gonna forget me? No, you're mine. It's like, right. Let's go fuck somebody else. In fact, I could have sworn he did in this movie. He did fuck somebody else.
Yeah, I heard she was good in what's the Hustlers?
She was great in Hustlers.
It was good.
I still think Constance, her performance was underrated.
Yeah.
She was amazing in that. Okay. She needs more work, dog. But Jennifer was good. She was really good in that. I like Hustlers. It was in my top 30.
Okay.
I'll have to check that out. I fuck with Hustlers.
Okay.
That shit was cool.
I heard she was good at that. I maybe it's just me looking like... Eh.
Soundtrack was very vintage, you know, 07, 08 vibes, you know. It brought memories. It was cool. It was cool. I fuck with Hustlers. Hustlers was fun.
That's it. Tenet is on... It should be on everyone's
Tenet,
list.
Tenet, dog.
If it's not on your list, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Tenet, bro. I'm treating that shit like a holiday. Matter of fact, I'm going to make sure before that movie come out, I just watch all
this. Right, can I just put in my vacation
I'm going to have a Christopher Nolan marathon. I'm going to just watch all them shits, and I'm going to just build up for that movie.
Right.
For that movie alone. Just
cause. Nah, because Inception was, if anybody, I think that's the one that everyone has seen.
But you know what's the crazy thing about Inception, bro? I'll never forget this shit, because... To this day, like, because y'all got to understand, when I become a filmmaker in the future, y'all got to thank The Dark Knight for the shit I make, because I could, like you said, you be talking about your podcast, I could do a whole podcast about that night,
right.
that night, but I'm going to save y'all that, because that'll be another story, but I'll never forget, Inception, I know me and my cousin, one of my closest people ever, we knew we wanted to watch the movie, right? We didn't know if we were going to see it that night. It was one of those things where whatever was going to happen that night happened.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad so happened, I was like, so what you want to do? He was like, we want to go watch Inception. So we went to New Brunswick, AMC. We watched that shit. Dog, you think you've seen an audience reaction after an ending? Nah.
Right.
This was the one... I've never seen a movie fuck on my dad's mind like this.
My
dad is a dude. He's an easy dude to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
But when my dad has to think about a movie, the look on this man's face was one of those where I'm gonna forever hold that on my heart. He was like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Spoiler, I'll tell everybody to peep this if you don't know it. What's up? Is even though Inception's been out for like at least 10 years, I don't know if it's a spoiler at this point. You have to look when Leonardo DiCaprio is wearing the wedding ring.
Yeah, bro.
If he's not wearing the wedding ring, it's a dream. If he has the wedding ring on, it's real life. Because he never got over that shit. That, you know what I'm saying? Or something, it's something to that. No, wait. It's either one or the other. It's the wedding ring is the key. It's not that little spinning top. You have to watch his, look at his hand and see if he has the wedding ring on.
You know what's the crazy? You know what's the thing about Christopher Nolan, bro? That man was ahead with the talent, dog. Yeah. He saw Joseph Gordon and saw Tom Hardy. He was like, get them motherfuckers on my movie now.
Right.
He was like, I want them on this movie now, bro. Don't you waste no time. He was like, I want that. He's like, you going to give me that.
Definitely.
So, same thing now with Tenet. He was like, oh, Robert, give me that. John David, give me that too. Elizabeth from Widows, give me her too. I want all that. Ludwig for score, I want all that shit. I got the budget. Give me everything.
Yeah. How about your thoughts on Tenet? Because you went first and we saved it. So
we did. I never saw the trailer. I don't know if I've seen it. I probably have seen it once.
I don't know how this man hasn't seen the trailer.
That's impressive.
I don't watch that trailer like 20 times.
It's a Nolan movie, so I have to see it.
Jesus, I can't even describe the trail to you. That's how crazy it is.
I'm already sold. I haven't even seen it.
Like it. That's how I kind of was when I seen Interstellar was coming out. I was like, oh, it's a space movie. You know, I'm the sci-fi geek, and I had to go see it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it was like it didn't matter what it was. All I knew was Christopher Nolan and the trailer. I literally just know this movie has something to do with time, and that's it.
That man loves time.
He
can't escape time. If you tell Christopher Nolan make a movie about time, he's like, fuck that.
Well, you know, that's how I look at it. It's the one thing that, you know.
Even the Dark Knight, the Dark Knight, for those that don't know the vital point, and you know if you've seen it, what I'm talking about, that man is time, bro. He loves time.
Yeah.
He won't, that's like crack for him. He's like, give me that time. I need that. Put that shit in my script right now. I want that shit.
That's why I think makes Memento so crazy, because it's like, not only are you telling the story, but you're showing the story in reverse just so the audience can go through having the short-term memory as the main character is. It's so layered on top of layered that. It's like, I don't know if that's being meta or if that's being like, I don't know what that is, but it's such a, like I said, Christopher Nolan is he the best director of the last 25?
It's a debate, bro.
I mean, what Spielberg dropped lately? The Post? I didn't see that shit. Look,
I like The Post, but let's be real. Like, it's more of an acting showcase movie than, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, he can make that movie in his sleep.
Where did Mark Rylance come from? Like, where did this dude come from that he just beat fucking Sylvester Stallone and Creed, like, out of nowhere? Where did Mark Rylance come from?
Me, I'm gonna never let that shit down, bro. the Creed, my movie of the decade, I'll never let that shit down. I'm sorry, that shit still got me mad. I was like, y'all motherfuckers hyped me up for this moment.
Rylance is the guy, if you've seen Ready Player One, that plays the head dude
in
the Oasis.
I still can't believe they did that to my boy Sylvester.
Because it's like, because you realize when Mark Rylance wins, you're like, who?
I'm like, what the fuck?
Who is Mark Rylance? And then you realize, oh, you're like Steven Spielberg's new guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in. Yeah. And you realize, oh, you're in nothing with Spielberg. Oh, you're his new dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's who Mark Rylance is. And you, although I did enjoy his performance because he looks so different in Ready Player One than he did in all the other movies.
He was really good at Ready Player One.
That's crazy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was surprising, actually, because every time I see Mark Rylance, I just think of him. We're going back to Dunkirk, son.
I had a good time with Ready Player One. I had a good time.
That's because you didn't read the book.
Probably.
It's so different from the book. I mean, from the movie. Like the only thing, if you've, not to spoil it, but if you've never read.
Oh, no, yeah.
The only thing about Ready Player One that's the same as the book is the concept of the
Easter egg. No, but that's the thing. Easter egg, no, but the thing is, I was aware movie. that he changed it up, though.
No, trust me. I've read that book like 3 times. It's completely, there's nothing. The only thing that's the same about the Ready Player One, the book, and the movie is the fact that there's an Easter egg hunt.
Because all he wanted to do was make it a nostalgia fest. That's really what it is.
Yeah, that's the problem. The book's not saying the book isn't great. You know what the book sounds like when you read it? It's like if you found... It's like the nerdiest dude that wrote the nerdiest story possible.
Of course.
It's not bad. It's a straight... Like, it's a 80s geek's wet dream if you read the book. I mean, you've literally got Will Wheaton reading the audiobook. You know what I'm saying? Even though he's mentioned as, like, the president, or he's running for president in the year 2045. You know what I'm saying? It's just really wild, man. But, like I said, you know, we're not going to get off topic. Tenet is probably the most anticipated movie, I think, this year. I don't... there's no...
But let me make this clear. Make no mistake. No movie, and I mean no movie, is short of criticism. No. Let's make that clear.
No. Because I'll eat that shit up if it's whack.
Because I know y'all sitting there thinking, he ready to give that shit a 10. Mm. Hold up. Of course I want it to be great.
I'll come up with a whole scene for scene. Let me tell you about this trash.
I'm like, make no mistake. You know what I'm saying? There were some movies that people thought that were really good last year that I just was like, okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I was like, cool. Y'all know me. I'm Team Uncut Gems. I'm going to ride that shit right. all the way
There's
to the
There's a
end,
lot bro. Of movies that were straight trash. Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. How much money that made?
Oh, Jesus.
Look that shit.
Mm. depressing.
It is depressing. Yeah. So, like I said, I think we're gonna leave it with that.
I think we did it. We did good. We shot the buzzer. It went in.
Oh, before I forget, if you're really interested, if you still want to hear more, and it's the perfect person, the most eccentric person out of the three of us, you should follow my man, Rocco Santana. I don't want to. So, if you're still interested, check out my man, Rocco Santana's YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have to plug it. I'm not. It's just Rocco Santana.
Yeah. So like basically, yeah. You go on there, type Rocco Santana separate. You chilling. I'll pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you'll just get to see me and shit and just talking.
Yeah. So he's really good if you're looking for, like, you know, just actual reviews of things. Is he sees a lot more stuff than I do.
I know. Yeah. And P.S. Yes. It's 2020. Where are the reviews? Give me a minute. School just started up and shit, but I'll be back.
Film school, people.
Yeah, don't think I haven't been reviewing in my head. I always do. I just got to figure this shit out. But appreciate the love if you do show any. And most importantly, of course, we all have, of course, social media as well. So I'm everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, it's the name. You could just follow from Rocco Santana.
Subscribe.
Yeah, so if you're not a weirdo, you know, you cool. If so, yeah, because trust me, I'm not with that shit. So, yeah.
Subscribe.
Other than that word, you know, any love is all love. So, appreciate it. RoboCon shit. So.
Definitely. Yeah. We appreciate y'all listening, taking the time out y'all day.
Appreciate y'all, man. If y'all fuck into this, then should probably shout out to y'all too. So, you know.
send it to your friends, man.
Yeah, it worked.
Send it to everybody. Send it to your mom.
I want this shit to be like.
Word. And if y'all got any top three films too, y'all can reach us at our accounts too. We'd love to chat with any of y'all if y'all interested, because it's a whole, you know, environment here.
So, definitely.
Yeah,
anything?
Stay tuned for a lot of great things coming, a lot of great things happening. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Definitely.
I hate to be the one to say I told you so.
Straight facts.
But, all right, let's wrap this up, boys. It was a good episode.
Definitely. I'm out of here, y'all.
Last shit.
Kids take care of it.
Join the wave early. Don't be late to the party. And, just keep it top shelf. That's it. We out.
I need that, like, that rake on that. I need one of them and shit. I swear I want one of them shit. Yeah, just to have, like, an ad-lib board. So when I walk into a room, just hear. I always wanted that shit. Yeah. Yo, we're out of here, y'all. Take it easy, and we'll hit y'all up next time.